Moving on, at least five US soldiers have been killed as a result of what's being called friendly fire in southern Afghanistan. The exact location of the incident is unknown. NATO has confirmed the deaths of the American soldiers. Southern Afghanistan is among the most dangerous regions for foreign troops in the country, and they engage in fighting with Taliban militants frequently while patrolling the area. Over 3,400 foreign servicemen, mostly American, have lost their lives in Afghanistan since 2001. That's when the US invaded the country in the wake of the 9/11 attacks in New York. Let's get more now from Fayez Khurshid, correspondent with us live from Kabul. So Fayez, I don't know if we've got Fayez with us. Yes, there he is. Fayez, five US soldiers killed as a result of friendly fire. Do we have any more information about what exactly happened?
Yes, we do, Uma. These five U.S. soldiers were interestingly killed on Monday night by U.S. airstrike in Zabul province. One Afghan soldier is also among the dead, and it has been confirmed by the governor of Zabul province in the south. And these American soldiers, along with Afghan forces, were busy fighting with the Taliban militants there. And there was heavy resistance on the Taliban side, so they called in air support. But when the U.S. airstrike came, it bombed the American soldiers on the ground, and five American soldiers have been killed. One Afghan soldier has also lost his life, and several others have been badly wounded. Now, the U.S. military men are telling us that it happened by mistake. It was a big mistake, they understand, a huge blow now to the U.S. military, and of course, good news for the Taliban. And we do know that there have been a lot of such fatalities caused by friendly fire over the past 12 years in this country. Sometimes it was Afghan forces who were killed by the U.S. airstrikes. The U.S. forces were also targeted by their own airstrikes, and it shows how dangerous these air operations are. It's too difficult for American soldiers to differentiate between civilians and militants, especially when they carry out such airstrikes at nighttime. And we understand that there have been also a large number of civilian casualties caused by such air operations. And it remains to be seen what would be the reaction of President Obama to its new plan in Afghanistan, because we understand he wants to keep about 10,000 more American soldiers until 2016.
Thank you very much, Fayez Khurshid, correspondent with us there from Kabul.